Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
Well, well, well.
I always say that. Does anyone really say that in real life? Does anyone ever really say, well, 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 unless they're like a bad guy?
Well, well, well.
Smooth jazz.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 178. I'm your host, Rad Rob Francois. I hope everybody's doing well all around the world, and thank you for being here. As always, I am joined by my faithful co-host. I don't know if you know, he does a show called Bromance with Vince Russo. I'm sure he'll talk about that later. They came back from their, their vacation. They didn't go on vacation together or at all.
Oh, you're really gemming this one up already. Holy shit. You're dingbatting 1,000 and we're only a minute in. Oh my God.
This opening sucks already. I had a lot planned to say, and I just, for whatever reason, I can't remember.
Any other.
Yeah. I'm here. No, he's here. Ocho's here. Welcome, Ocho. Good to see you, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Good to be seen. Good to be seen as I glow with my max on.
I was going
to
say, I only see part of you. You know, I see your upper body. I see the guns. The mask and the eyeballs.
That's all you need. That's all anybody needs, man.
Well, you know, sometimes I want to see a little bit more of you, but you don't reveal anything.
Life is a mystery, just like Ocho. You got to see plenty of things, I'm sure.
Well, when I was there on vacation, yeah, visiting you, I saw more than right, I bargained for.
Luckily, make sure that Facebook album stays private, because there was one leaked photo of me chopping down the tree, and I'm not appreciative of it.
I leaked it.
Great. What are we doing here, buddy? Another wonderful show.
That's usually my
thing. Missed that. I missed episode 169 because I wanted to go hang. That was so long ago.
You want to do it again?
Let's just keep every episode at 169.
There you go. That's fair. We are here for the top five contest, and it's going to be a dandy one tonight. A dandy. Who the fuck says dandy? That sounds Canadian.
Idiots say dandy.
Don't mess with ill dandy. What are we doing?
You're watching the Red Sox game.
How can you tell? You see my glasses? Let's not waste any time.
You staring off.
No, we're done. No, we're good. So. No, this this intro has gone long enough. Let's get into it. Let's get into the top five contest. God damn it, Eli. Eli changed the order of my buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to fucking find out.
So now you button your shirt top to bottom instead of bottom to top.
I do, and it fucks me all up because I've been doing it the same way for how many weeks now?
Right.
Where the fuck is it? Eli. And he said he was going to be here tonight, and he didn't show up. Did you catch our interaction on Twitter today?
No.
Of course not. Why would you? Oh, there it is. Got it. Now you see, now you can't even. Now he's fucking my volume too. God damn it.
Dude.
Should I call him?
No. Just. No.
Fair enough.
How long is this intro?
God, fuck. You know, and, no, and then, and then you fucked it up. And you know, I'm not even going to edit this out because I want everybody to see that you fucked up. You don't ever fuck up, but this time you did.
Ever.
First time ever on the show.
Right on.
We've done what? 68 episodes together already? And you.
8 to 80, something like that. 88.
All right, you ready? This is already the worst show we've ever done, and we've done some pretty bad fucking shows. Count me down, Ouch.
No.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
You know what's funny about this, Ouch? Listening to the intro, aside from the fact that it gives me a raging heart on, right? Mm-hmm. You hear like the swords clanking and all that from like gladiators fighting and all that.
Those aren't swords. Those are people crossing the streams, probably.
I was going to say, Barba is the only one that actually has a sword and brings it to the competition, but...
Well, he needed to because he was exiled almost, you know? He was freaking...
Fair. He does have to defend himself, yeah.
So, you know, the other thing, it's still, it sounds like something went awry in recording again, or like, again, your generator is losing power and you're only on 80 volts instead of 110 or 120. Because it's like, remember when you'd play a 45 record on like speed 33 and it would be so slow and it, you know what I mean? Like it's supposed to be sped up. It sounds like you're playing this on speed 33 when it's a 45. Only people over 40 are going to know what we're talking about. But because it says it started off, it goes in the Roman Empire. There were gladiators. Or Andre the Giant did it.
So that's how it sounds through StreamYard. But if you listen to the show, which you don't, you know that I record the audio through the Rodecaster, and it sounds perfect.
So you sped it up?
No, it's not the speed. It's just the way... Fuck it, you don't understand.
I hope now next week I want you to edit it so the chipmunks are doing it. Like, when the gladiators were around in the Roman Empire, there were people who won the top five challenger.
I don't even know who that is.
No, I did it already. You can just sub that in.
I don't even know who that is. This is the top five challenge. So let's not waste any time because we've already wasted
let's
enough.
Let's not waste any more
time. God damn it. No, you're right. You're right. We wasted enough time already. Ooh, hold on. Ground out the short. Fuck. Who's got a dog? What the fuck? Joining us is our reigning, defending, somewhat disputed. Rarely ever defeated.
Mildly disputed.
RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion of the World, El Barba Maximo. Good evening, champ.
Yes, you're welcome for being here. And Ocho, those minor disputes have turned into a legal age disputes, so those are all...
Speak about it right now. So I got you. Yeah, you can't speak about ongoing litigation. I understand. Even at Maximo Island, they still uphold, you know, the courts and law and whatnot.
It's 6 to 8 tenths of the law. Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. But it's good to see you, Barba. You're back for, I think this is a record title defense. This is, I don't know, what, 6, 8, somewhere around there. You've been on quite a roll lately. How do you feel? I mean, you're on top of your game, right? I mean, what are you doing to prepare for these contests? Are you working out? Are you on a strict diet? Like, what are you doing to prepare for these grueling top five contests?
Yes, well, as you all know, El Barba has championship for reasons.
Fair enough.
Oh.
Yeah, right on.
Have they constructed the statue of you yet? Or does it take, like, more losses like Rocky Balboa had?
Statues are currently being talked about in the town hall cityscapes. We are not sure if they are coming, but it is all, again, in litigation.
Good. They're just breathing heavy instead of coming. I think, yeah, well, probably with a few wins, they just do an ice sculpture because it'll melt quickly. And then eventually when you can prove your worth with, you know, 8 80 wins maybe in a row, then they'll do the statue. I think. I'm not sure. I don't know the bylaws of Maximo Island.
Yes, we will send you copies, and you can review it generally.
Oh, and that's my fucking specialty, man.
Joining us is a new contender, Ocho.
Nude?
New. No. A brand new.
That one episode.
No, we did.
Well, friggin' a month ago. Holy shit.
We have a brand new competitor to the program. Hailing from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Another proud member of the Marksmen family. It is Uncle Victor. Victor Marksmen. Good evening, Sore. What the fuck is a sore? See, you're fucking in my head, Ocho. So everything I say now, I question. I have to think about every single word that I say. I have to make sure I enunciate properly, and now I'm not because I got the fucking yips because of you.
Good.
Okay.
What was the word you're trying to say? Sewer?
Sir. Good evening, sir, Mr. Marksmen. Welcome to the program.
Sore and sir, you got that wrong? Yes. Oh, my God.
Good evening, Victor.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the show today. I was just upstairs filming. Well, we just finished filming upstairs, and I came down and saw Roberto left his computer on. I thought he was doing something today, and then I saw the chat that said, "Roberto, where are you?" And this guy, Eli, not sure who that is, but he said, "Roberto is upstairs stuffing the turkey, you know. That's what we play around here. We film it all. Everybody takes the turns. We stuff the turkey. We call her Lucy." Yeah, I'm sure you understand that one, yes. And so I said, what do I have to do? And Eli said, "Can you name five side dishes for Thanksgiving?" And I said, "I've got five right here on my plate." And he said, "Well, for $200 American, you know, you
200? He's not even here. Fuck.
Holy shit. Two bills?
He said he's desperate. He didn't know where Roberto is. He said Roberto was going to do it again. I don't know.
Yeah, Roberto was supposed to show up to challenge again because he got a raw deal last week.
He's getting a raw deal right now with that turkey.
Yeah.
Maybe he's actually getting a good deal with the turkey, considering he's the stuffer. If he was the stuffee, then the raw deal might be in play.
Ocho,
so he's there. He's just not.
Ocho,
just
we're all Lucy's in our own way.
And we should be. I mean, who wouldn't want to have that kind of night?
Well, we all do. That's why we live here.
So he's upstairs, but he's just busy.
He's okay, upstairs. I can see. Roberto.
Yes, hi, guys. I need to eat turkey. I'll be back. Okay, bye.
It kid, I tell you. He just loves
stuffing. He was there and gone in a flash.
Just loves stuffing the turkey.
His southern accent changed. He sounded differently. He sounded kind of like Cajones.
He's very excited.
Tonight's top five topic is top five international Thanksgiving foods. Since it is Thanksgiving in Canada right now, and other countries celebrate Thanksgiving around this time-ish, we decided to do our top five Thanksgiving food items. Ocho, who do you want to go first?
Six.
I thought this was top five.
Six.
Stop six, oh God.
Better go see what Roberto's doing right now. Oh, and Jacques ain't here, so never mind. Shit.
Jacques right. is not here, so he can't go first.
Yeah, because he would be six. Let's let the champ, who may have an ice sculpture soon, go first. El Barba Maximo.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five? Top five... greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, well, El Barba, this one comes from a country of Liberia. They are giving the thanks for freedom and founding of the country the first Thursday of every November. The food is called Dumboy. It is a shrimp, goat meat, habaneros, and okra pushed inside pounded cassava balls.
What balls?
Cassava? It's like a potato.
Ocho. We do that here. We take the cassava balls and we stuff it. It's, you know, like the house balls, the owner of the house. We say that's the cassava ball stuffing.
Are you related to Tim? Like, are you two brothers?
Yes, our brothers. I'm one of the 6 to 8 brothers in the family.
You guys are scattered all over with different accents and everything, though. So you guys, I guess everybody had to go make their own mark in their territory.
Have you seen the size of Canada?
Canada is pretty damn big. Yeah, the Great Caucasian North, as we all know.
It is so huge. That's what she said.
The OnlyFans title was also.
That's you what betcha. She said. Yes.
So Tim and Victor are quite a lot alike. So are you guys partners in the...
We are co-producers. I take care of the West Coast. He takes care of the East Coast.
You're under a different name in the credits. You're under Dick Gazinha. Isn't that you as the executive producer on the OnlyFans?
That's all right. It's like play on word, Dick Gazinha.
I knew it.
Dick Gazinha.
Yes, like Dick goes in you.
Sometimes people think I'm sneezing.
That makes sense. Bless you. I knew that. I got you. See, I'm a big fan of OnlyFans. It should be many fans instead of OnlyFans. I mean, shit.
Should just be called Archo.
What's his answer? I just got excited because I my money's going into good areas. That's what's important. Gambling and OnlyFans.
Barbara was talking about.
I heard him.
Cassava balls. I don't know if you're familiar with that. That kind of ball.
They are pounded first, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big, true pound the balls.
Some people they like that, you know. They don't understand it.
The derivative is cum-si-cum-sa balls or sa-va-mao balls.
Or, yeah, you come on the balls, everything.
Yeah, right. You come, you go.
Victor Marksman, what do you have for your number five? Top five greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time.
Well, yes, this is an international food, but we love it in the household here, and it may not be the most traditional Thanksgiving dish, but this curried meat is a delicious Jamaican option for those who are sick of just eating turkey and who want to provide, if you want to provide your guests with a unique red meat, and it is actually surprisingly healthy. You know, you need to cook it at a low temperature to help the flesh retain its natural flavor and tenderness, and I know about tenderness, okay, and natural flavor. Okay, and this dish, it has the spicy flair, just like I like my women. It is the Jamaican curried goat.
That's good stuff, actually. Growing up in Connecticut, we have quite a few Jamaican bakeries. So I've had curried goat, curried pork, curried raccoon, curried squirrel, curried rabbit, curried Scottish
varmint
terrier.
It's varmint almost, I think, right? They categorize it in that umbrella, like the kingdom, the phylum.
Pretty much.
The glory of yours now and forever.
So we have, Barba has the parboy food, whatever the fuck it was called, poor boys.
It is called the dumb boy.
Dumb boy, sorry. My
yes, bad. I don't know how you forget something like that.
Somebody so dumb just forgot what a dumb boy was.
And Victor has the curried goat. So what do you got for this one, Oat?
This one is a technicality because Barba is so close. It's not Liberia. He read this at the library about this food. So therefore, it's just not as accurate as the real answer. So Victor Marksman is up 1-0. Don't ring the fucking bell, you motherfucker. Oh, there we go.
I thought you
Bob Barker going to get sore at us for playing that, or like Johnny Olsen, or even though they're dead.
They're dead. No, they can't say anything about it. Drew Carey's a pussy. He wouldn't do anything about it either. So.
Yeah, he can't do shit.
No.
And he's in the Hall of Fame for the WWE, so whatever.
Yeah, go figure. El Barba Maximo, you suck. Victor Marksman, for the first time ever, in the history of the show, a brand new guest is up 1-0. Never, ever happened in the history of the show. Congratulations.
That's not true.
What, that he's up 1-0? Yeah, you just said he was.
No, that a brand new guest. You're just making stuff up for hits. That's all.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number four? Top five greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time.
Well, as El Barba like to saying, hello, mother, hello, father. This is from the country of Grenada. It is a pumpkin mash. It is not sweet, like many pumpkins are mashed. It is a savory pumpkin with chopped onions and garlic and a pinch of curry for a little bit of spice.
Is that it?
Yes, it's just Smashed Pumpkins.
Did he say bitches?
No, no.
Maybe just Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins. The lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins owns the NWA, of course, you know that. We can't say it, that, you know, the guys with attitudes. That's who he owns. I mean, he doesn't own them. You know what? This is going to get us canceled. Victor Marks Men, what do you have for your...
Someone would have to listen if we got canceled, so we're safe.
Victor Marks Men, what do you have for your number four? Top five greatest international Canadian or any other country Thanksgiving foods.
Yes, so this is one of Italy's most famous dishes, and it's a perfect addition to any Thanksgiving table, regardless of your origin of nationality. And even people who are picky when it comes to ethnic cuisine aren't likely to turn down a pan of fresh lasagna.
Really? What country has lasagna?
Every country.
Fair enough. Ocho, we have lasagna and Smashing Pumpkins.
Another technicality, can't just say every country, and at least Barbara Maximo was, let's see, what was it? Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining, and we say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Barbara Maximo found Hardy. Tied it up.
We found him. Did you know that?
He was upstairs in the OnlyFans. He was Hardy and harder.
Yeah,
he was part of our video series, Buried Alive. Come find me.
C-U-M.
Exactly.
Who takes this one? I forgot.
Barbara Maximo. He's tied it up for the first time ever. In RTW top five history, there's been a tie at 1-1 with a new contestant and a champion on a Monday in October of 2021.
This is so true. Crazy. Very tight game, eh? Just like my women, very tight.
Maybe just because you're so packed.
That too, yes.
So there's that.
There is that. A lot of that.
Fuck off. Just get going with your thoughts.
I was trying to get you to sell it. Also for you guys to just shut up so I can introduce the next one. But
hey, it's on us. You've been freaking filibustering for an hour, and it's on us.
You did a good job, though. You guys, you know, there's that, and yeah, you know, the usual
stuff. We got to get all our shit in, yeah, bro. No,
El Barba Maximo, you have tied the game. How do you feel right now?
El Barba feels decent.
I thought you were going to say with your hands, but that's fair.
No, that is obvious.
Is it, though? Since you had them reattached, you don't have feeling in your hands, so maybe you're feeling with your feet or other appendages.
The nerves can regenerate when they reattach. It just takes some time. So
can they, General Dr. Ocho? Are you sure you're a generalized doctor? I don't think you're qualified to make that statement.
I am. Believe me, I am, because it's a very generalized surgery. They're just attaching hands. It wasn't meticulous, like a fingernail or something like that. Yeah, some hands. They use some duct tape. They're good.
Oh, that's true. That's
Barbara true. Has general feeling, so it's true.
Duct tape and Flex Seal. You're good to go. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number three top five greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time?
Well, this one is celebrated on the first Friday of every August in the country of Rwanda. It is a chicken, vegetable, plantain, and tomato paste stew-like meal, celebrating cultural heritage and achievements in their economy. It is called Ig Is Afu Liga.
Excuse you. I'm sorry. What was that?
Ig Is Afu Liga.
One more time.
Ig Is Afu Liga.
Victor Marksman, what do you have for your number three? Top five. Hey. Hello. Let me finish the intro before you start rattling off there, pal. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but I mean, it's your first time on the show. I'm the goddamn host. When I'm done talking, that's when you speak. No, shut the fuck up, Ocho. That gets me hot when people start talking when I'm fucking when I'm talking.
Yeah, why? When does that ever happen? It never happens.
Rarely.
Go ahead.
Rarely
ever happens.
I just wanted to say maybe we should take a moment to pay our respects to the country of Wakanda and the passing of their king, Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, now I feel bad for interrupting you.
You should.
That's a very nice sentiment, actually.
Heartfelt guy.
It was. No, he is. Well, I mean, I just figured he's being a smarty ass, like fucking Uncle Tim there, but that's fair. I'm sorry, Victor. I'm sorry, Victor.
Well, I should be the sorry one.
Why?
Don't sorry me. I'll sorry you.
He'll do it.
He will.
Sorry.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen the trailers. Victor Marksman, what do you have for your number three top five greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time?
Yes, so my number three, it's creamy and packed full of cheese, and you can take it to the next level like we do by placing it in an oven-proof dish before you add the extra grated cheese on top of the pasta. Then you place it under the broiler to develop a delicious cheesy crust. It's oven-baked macaroni and cheese.
Who the fuck puts macaroni and cheese in an oven?
You have to bake it.
Casserole dish, man. You get the browning, you get the browned edges and whatnot.
It's no craft dinner. This is no craft dinner.
You crumble the rich crackers on top of it and then it gets all crispy, crunchy.
You can add the breadcrumbs. You can add the bacon. Sometimes we add the Doritos.
What is this craziness? No, hold on. This is where I'm calling bull.
You can
Shut the fuck up. You're not supposed to bake macaroni and cheese.
Listen, when the ladies come over, they want something hard, crispy, yet warm and gooey. So we start with the macaroni baked in the oven.
Using a Corningware dish, and you can sprinkle even little dead fetuses on it too. That'll crisp up very nicely, and then you still get your stem cells. This is around the world. I mean, it's not just here.
Well, we just lost conservative fans. Ocho, what do you have for this one?
They're two perfect answers, honestly. This is brutal. You bite beyond. But I got to go with El Barba with the Afa and Sika dish. So. It's the wild Samoans are always going to beat mac and cheese.
Much respect for that answer. Wakanda forever.
This is a gentlemanly game today. You know, this is, I mean, at least, you know, the combatants are very sportsmanlike.
Wait, this is a game? I thought we get paid regardless.
He has a signing bonus for coming on. That's the new program, new initiative we're offering here to international. Well, I mean,
it should have been Roberto's. Domo I don't Gerto, understand. Mr. Roberto.
Why do you need the signing guy to do the sign language? It's an audio podcast, I heard.
Hang on, I got a text. It's probably Eli.
Sounds like you're playing Mario. Are you playing Mario? That sounded like a ding.
You guys have Mario in Canada?
Sounded like a ding from a ring. Which also, we made a video once called Ding-a-ling on my ring. It was funny.
Was that the one with the hemorrhage?
Hemorrhage and the hemorrhoids. That was part two.
Yeah, I remember that one. I didn't care for it. A lot of people liked it. I just, you know, medically, I didn't care for it. So that was the only reason. But you still got the download and the, 8 cents from Ocho's email. You want to do the show, Rob?
What's the score? I don't even know what's going on. You guys talk too much.
Why even have a score? Barba. Why is there a score when we both win?
No, there can be only. Did you not listen to the fucking intro? There can be only one.
I think he's onto something. I think he's onto something.
No.
Why is there a bell when there's only no wrong answer?
El Barba cannot afford to cut championship in half.
No, I know that. You can't. We don't have the budget for that. 2-1. El Barba's up. You're next. Number two, go.
Okay. This one, El Barba finds the foundation of this Thanksgiving quite funny. The leader of the country of Brazil, he was just fascinated with the American Thanksgiving. So he made it a holiday in 1949, on the same day as American Thanksgiving. And a popular side dish having there is a pork cracklins.
Pork rinds. Yeah, no, that's a southern food. It's a southern staple here. I don't personally care for it, but... The natives down here do.
Yes, fried pork fat is very crunchy, very good.
Well, I mean, Rob, you have an upscale tongue too, you know, with your Cece's pizza palate and everything. So, yes. I mean, that's why.
I have a refined palate.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from anyway? The certain medically.
Cece's pizza?
No. Forget it.
I mean, they just build them, really. I mean, it's kind of just they use these cheesy ingredients, no pun intended, and they are a franchise. Matter of fact, they just turned out they were the best buffet that you can find, lunch and dinner anytime. Originally, all that you can eat for $2.99.
It's no longer $2.99.
$299.
Victor.
To open up a franchise in the South.
Victor Marksman, what do you have for your number two top five international Thanksgiving foods of all time?
All right, so my number two is it's an edible mixture often composed of herbs and bread, and we use it to fill the cavity of the Thanksgiving bird. And oddly enough, in the Marksman household, we usually use sausage for stuffing cavity and orifices. And the fact that we shot earlier, the newest movie coming out this week, in Ocho, he'll be excited. It's Spit Roast Me and Fill My Cavities Full, number 5. So that's coming out soon.
I've only seen 1 and 2, actually, so I wouldn't really understand if I went right to 5. I'll have to check out 3 and 4. I'm realizing I do a lot of the same things that Victor Marksman does. We're very similar.
3 and 4, they're short ones.
Ah.
Both because of the actor and his stamina, if you get it.
Yes.
You'll get it. She got it, but it wasn't
she
much.
Got it, but not very long. I got
not very
you.
Much or much at all. It was we didn't pay him for that one. His poor performance.
Oh, there's got to be at least a, you know, much like a 10-minute time limit. You have to at least go 10 minutes in order to probably enter your value. You know, it's like when Tyson knocked out freaking Michael Spinks. How pissed was everybody? 91 seconds, 93 seconds,
91. Damn.
We were so pissed out here. Money for that. We were so pissed. This Canadian beer. We were so pissed drinking that. Oh. We were pissed the whole night.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
What say you, Rob?
I don't even know what his answer was. Did you even give an answer?
What is? Oh, yes, the answer. Stuffing.
I knew where he was going.
I never would have guessed. I wasn't on topic there. So we have stuffing, cavities and orifices and such, and whatever Barbara said.
Marksman, Victor Marksman, is that his name?
No, that's not what Barbara said.
Well, Victor Marksman wins this one because stuffing was the no-brainer. That was an easy one. Don't hit the fucking bell, you asshole. Don't hit the fucking bell. Don't hit the fucking bell. Fucking asshole. Thank God my mic is muted because you have no idea what kind of shit I think of you, you piece of dog excrement. Man, this mute button is a fucking amazing tool. Oh, I had it the wrong way. Can we edit that out?
Sure. I'll have Eli get right on that. We are tied 2-2. We're down to the final answer. It is a very rare occurrence that it goes the distance on this show. Typically, it's always just a clear-cut front runner, and we just... This is amazing. It's especially for a new competitor on a Monday night in October 2021.
Are you going to say one truthful statement in the whole show, just one?
It is Monday and it's October.
All right, there you go.
And it's 2021. So I mean, that's
if that helps you sleep at night, that's fine.
3 for 3. Do the number one gimmick, Coach.
No.
There can be only one. Number one. Top five. Greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time. El Barba Maximo, for the love of your country, to uphold your number one celebrity status on Western Maximo Island, for your people, for your country, and damn it, really for yourself, because I know you don't give a fuck about anybody else. What do you have for your number one? Top five greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time.
Well, this number one, it is a national staple on Maximo Island. We first take a turkey, take out everything from the insides, and batter it in a beer batter. And then you must go outside for this, because we did it inside a couple many times, and we lost half of Maximo Island's housing. But you take it outside, it is a beer-battered fried turkey.
Now, when you say you take the insides out, do you mean, like, everything? Like, even the giblets and the giggleberries and all that?
Yes, the giblets and giggleberries, they are saved to make the number two of these stuffings.
Oh, the number two stuffing. Okay, got it. You know, I wish I would have stuck around to try that, because that sounds absolutely delicious. What kind of beer do you guys use?
We use the Maximo Ale.
That's a good one, Ouch. Actually, you would like that one. It's very pale.
I like local brewery, so that's good.
Yeah, good deal. Victor Marksman, what do you have for your number one? Oh, wait, no, I didn't got to give him an intro. He's a new guy. It's only fair. Victor Marksman, for your country, for your people, to uphold the integrity of the Marksman family, to retain your position as number one uncle and greatest co-producer of the greatest OnlyFans account in the history of the world and other places. What do you have for your number one? Top five greatest international Thanksgiving foods of all time.
Yes, so this type of creamed vegetable dish is made by combining pieces of the whole sweet corn with the milky residue from the pulped corn kernels scraped into a carbogenated mess, and it originated in Native American cuisine. It is now commonly eaten in southern United States, as well as being used in Canada. It's a soupy version of the sweet corn, and unlike other preparations of sweet corn, it's partly pureed, releasing the liquid contents of the kernels. It's cream style corn.
And now, I know what you're going to say. Wasn't that the subject of one of your festive films there with Lucy?
Well, there was cream her style.
Right.
And hit her right in the sweet corn.
Yeah, and there's one more.
Yeah, there was. Well, there was. Those aren't my giblets, that's just corn.
Yeah, that was it. It was a trilogy. It was fantastic. Ouch, I don't know if you have saw that.
I haven't seen it, no. Shoot.
Riveting
stuff. I saw Dude, Where's My Corn, but I didn't see that.
Completely different,
like,
no.
That was the parody, when we were doing parodies in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. That was like the Minions or something like that. Yeah. Shit, you had me.
You have to check it out. I mean, it's better than the Matrix trilogy. In fact, there's just like the Matrix, there's going to be another cream corn movie coming out soon in December. You want to give us a little taste of that?
Yeah, it's kind of like Step Brothers, which we call it Step Corn.
Yeah.
For no reason other than to just get the word corn in it.
That's it. That's exactly it.
It's kind of like porn, but cheesy. We call it corn.
They're geniuses. They're marketing geniuses, though, as you know.
Look, you got to take verbiage and spin it your way, man. It's like, this is Burger King on steroids. They're having it their way.
Now you're making
me hungry.
That's
what she said. Always having it her way.
That is what she said. We have creamed corn against El Barba's beer-battered fried turkey.
Fried turkey explosion, no less.
Pretty much, yeah.
You saw that one too, eh?
Yeah, that one. Well, I didn't want to. I got the trailer because, again, I have my what is it called? The the penthouse account. So I get the previews. Did Rob just die on air?
Almost. I lost.
Like,
I,
didn't we
I
do
think
that?
He's having a heart attack. I chugging gravy there.
I choked on my giblets. Sorry.
I heard he likes food fast.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't kidding. So, I did see that one. That was spectacular, but you don't try and butter me up with this corn gimmick. See how I threw that in there. This is actually going to be the easiest answer for me, because corn is not digestible by humans really. So therefore Barba Maximo takes it and is still the champ, man. That ice sculpture is going to be any week now. Dumb motherfucker with the bell.
Before we get to the post-game festivities, as always, we need to make it officially official with the official voice of RTW, Mr. Howard Schwinkter.
You know you suck, right?
Wrong button. Thanks, Eli.
Thanks.
The time of the fall. Nobody's listening. Nobody counted. We are not Dave Meltzer. And still, the undisputed, mildly disputed, every so often disputed, champion of the top five stupid-ass thing, El Barba Maximo.
El Barba Maximo! You are still the reigning, defending, partially disputed, rarely defeated, RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion. But before we get to you, we're going to get to the loser, because there always is a loser.
It'll be you, Rob.
Typically, it's one of the Marksman family. Victor, your first appearance here, you put up a good fight. Unlike what the Red Sox are doing right now, because now it's fucking 5-3.
Oh, in-game wager.
In any event, you showed heart, you showed gumption. Forrest gumption, really. How do you feel after this heartbreaking loss?
Well, normally, if I actually lost something, I would be mad, but I just see this side message from Eli. It says, thanks for upgrading me to VIP on OnlyFans, and here's a bonus $50. I'm not running the fans for Rob this week.
That's $250 now. That's ouch.
Oh, look. Oh, it's got the three dots. Let's just wait.
I'm on the OnlyFans account.
Yeah, and then it says, plus four coupons for buy one, get one free entree at Denny's.
He loves giving out those Denny's coupons. Ocho, I really don't want to do this over the air, but you know, here it is. No Christmas bonus this year.
You what? What?
Eli is giving the farm away. I can't afford to give you a Christmas bonus this year. Sorry. I know you want to put it in that pool. I know the wife and kids were looking forward to it, but
so that $8 bonus that was going to be a bond, which was from 1888, which would have had crazy interest. You son of a bitch. You no good goddamn son of a bitch. You liar. You cheat. You whore.
Wow, Ocho, you really like to promote our video titles there.
I was doing drama effects because that was the that's going to be coming out in November.
But you have to click on the one where it says you're a whore. Click on it. There's parts 1-16.
Yeah. I only thought there was 1-8. Holy shit!
People don't see that extra arrow for the drop down.
Oh man, I got to do a software drop on that site and maybe try and make it easily accessible. Shit. Well, at least I got something to look at when I'm not putting in my pool.
The dots are back. What's Eli saying now?
Before he gets that, Ouch, don't worry, though. We do have something for you that I know you and your family will enjoy. It's the Jelly of the Month Club.
Look at the dot. Oh, here it goes. It says, thanks for that tip on the bonus 8 episodes. Have 5 more coupons. This guy's great. We're all going to be eating breakfast tomorrow.
He really
tomorrow.
Is giving you freaking everything.
Well, scratch the Jelly of the Month Club thing.
Now, did he say thanks for the tip because of that just one episode just that just got released?
But I don't understand. It says T-H-O-I-N-K-S, doinks.
Doinks. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, then you know.
Is this getting all the type or what?
That's probably spell check because it's always voice to text going from Rob to Eli, so it's probably always saying thoinks.
I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
So there's that.
El Barba Maximo, how do you feel defending your title once again against another tough member of the Marksman family?
Yes,
another
yes,
tough member was another movie, by the way, that's coming out in, I think it's in December for that's Ocho's true. Birthday. Yeah. It's literally called Another Tough Member.
We have part two coming out in January. It's Another Tough Member 2, Longer, Harder, Wetter.
T-O-O.
Exactly.
Elbarba Maximo, how do you feel after this victory?
Well, after all these talkings, Elbarba needs to go open OnlyFans account and subscribe. Elbarba cannot stand up right now.
Eli will probably just give you one by, you know, he's given the whole damn freaking RTW trailer park away, so shit.
We may have to sell our portion of Maximo Island just to pay for the Marksman family's appearances, apparently.
You may have to sell your double wide soon.
Triple wide. I'm a big guy.
That's true.
Oh, you guys just love reading our titles. Triple wide, I'm a big guy. That's it. That was a good one.
That was with the underage guy who I screwed up his date of birth, which I just also didn't figure. How do you get a freaking schwanz that big, you know, at that age? So that's another thing that kind of threw me. So there's that.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Victor Marksman.
You are not the fire.
Congratulations, Victor Marksman. You are not Cousin E's dad. How do you feel?
Well, it's a very weird. I don't know why you guys made me pee on this pregnancy test. But yeah, not pregnant, so I guess I'm not the dad.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of this edition of the Main Event. This is where it really picks up, Ouch. This is where the show gets really good. When it's just you and I, mi amigo, mi compadre, mi familia.
You know, that's false advertisement, too.
I know, we're not related. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that right. Good point. We're not Spanish.
No. Well, you're partially Spanish,
I'm a
right?
Lucha. I mean, like, but...
So you're not actually part Spanish, you just adopted the ways of the Lucha? Is that...
Mm-hmm. You can. It's like, you
never
know,
knew that.
It's like when you're a born again or something like that, you know, when you convert.
Well, we lost the religious crowd earlier. Now we just really keep digging the fucking nail in there.
Crowd.
Just hammering the nail in there. Just keep hammering it. Keep hammering the nail.
The 3 to 8 people that are listening in each demographic, because I'm sure in Brazil, we're still crushing it because we like those big ass Brazilian asses. And the chicks are hot, too, there. And now we're 28th in Brazil.
Are you
Let's
ready?
Let's do that. Let's see how many things we can fall off with. Let's see how many folk. Because if you get canceled, that means you were noticed.
True. So somebody won.
People who aren't anybody don't get canceled because no one knows who the fuck they are anyway.
So we're not getting canceled, is that what you're saying?
No, never.
Are you ready for the... second segment, which used to be the first segment, but now it's the second.
I'm still all twisted up with this shit. So now we're doing the top five.
No, we just did that.
Ah, fuck. Where was I?
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And that doesn't give you that rager like the first one does.
It does not.
Right? That
it,
just,
no, it doesn't.
Does it at least give you a tingle or
a mild tingle?
Okay.
But that could be just from the sciatic I got going on too.
I understood. I mean, yeah. you're trying to sit upright. So
they're connected, right? The dongle and the sciatica.
The tingle is connected to. That's how the song goes. The tingle's connected to the sciatic nerve. The sciatic nerve connected to your dick nerve. You know, that's the fucking how the song goes.
That is how the song goes. You're exactly right. You're a knowledge. You're a wealth of knowledge.
That was my final exam to be a doctor. Mm.
I can see it paid off.
I had to play it on guitar, though, because they used to have to make people do little, you know, things. Someone, you know, one had a French horn.
How do you play guitar with your little fucking your T-Rex arms? You have very short arms.
You're a dick. It's a disease called short-armedness, and that's not nice of you. That's really wrong of you.
Sorry.
You're not sorry. You're an asshole.
I'm not sorry at all. No. You got big guns, but just tiny arms.
If my guns weren't so big, wouldn't my arms look normal size?
Well, maybe your muscles aren't that big, and because you have short arms, your muscles make your arms look bigger.
Right. You're trying to tell me that even though my reach is 22 inches, that I have short arms.
And your short torso too. Like, I mean, you can still grab the member, but I mean, that's a good thing. So, I mean, there's that.
I can reach for the salt too, if need be. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Well, sure. You got to bend over it to get it. I mean, does your back hurt from all that bending over?
Not at all. Core strength.
I'm sure Victor would have a lot to say about that.
Do you really want this show to keep going? I feel like you're just doing this to like abuse me now. And I'm on to you.
I'm not going to lie. I get a little bit of a kick making you dance and, you know, and like dance like a clown and make balloons and all that. Yeah. You make a great balloon dog, though, by the way.
I know. It was a hot dog.
Yeah, it was a Nathan. It was a Nathan's. Just like it, yeah, right? It looked just like a Nathan's. Do you want to go first on the good, bad, and ugly, or do you want me to go?
No.
My good.
I want to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
My good is you going first. Go first.
My good are all the recent wins by the Boston Red Sox, our favorite team that you've made quite a bit of money on. Loving that dirty water lately. Probably going to get DMCA'd for this, but I mean, whatever. It is what it is. So, since we've last recorded, right, the Red Sox had a one-game playoff with the New York Yankees. As we extensively talked about before the game had happened last week, Sox cremated the Yankees. Sorry, Ouch.
Never heard of it.
Went to Tampa Bay, lost the first game, won the second game.
Lost the first game on a bullshit call.
It was pretty bullshit, yes. Killed him in the second game, which I was like, God damn, pal.
After down big early, right?
Yeah, it was Sale. What, Sale? Sale was pitching, right? And it was 2-3 in the first. Came back and smoked him. And then that 15-inning, 6-hour game that we had on Sunday.
Holy balls.
With the weirdest play I've ever seen when
hit a ground rule double.
A ground rule double. So for those of you who didn't see it, Fenway Park is shaped very weird.
Much like Rob.
Yes, that's true. The deepest part of the park is center and right center.
Much like Rob.
And they have a short wall where the bullpen is. And this dude smoked a fucking double. Bounced off the wall, hit Renfro, the right fielder, and went into the bullpen. And we're like, what the fuck just happened? And it was 3-2, two out. The runner on first was running on contact. So he would have easily scored. Had the ball stayed in play.
Not even a question.
Not even close. Not even in question. Not even, no. But since the ball bounced off the Red Sox outfielder and went out of play, it, by rule, was a ground rule double. So the run didn't score, so they had runners on second and third, and the Sox got out of the inning and ended up smoking a two-run homer the following inning to win the game. Place went crazy. Everybody was naked and fucking blitzed. Partying to Tessie.
Dogs and cats freaking hanging out, doing shots of tequila.
Yeah. It was
Boston Beer Works, too.
Yes, that place is fantastic. So it was a good time. As we're recording this right now, the Sox are up 5-3 in the seventh, so they have a chance to win the series and move on to the ALCS. So by the time you guys hear this, you may know what happened. And for those of you listening like a week later, 2 weeks later, a month later, you'll definitely know what happened.
Enjoy the World Series.
Yeah, for sure.
For those of you listening a month later, congratulations, Tampa Bay Rays, for winning the World Series.
But yeah, that's my good, because the Sox have been overperforming and really just knocking the fucking cover off the ball. What's your good, Oach?
The Steelers won. The bar has been set awfully low for my goods because I don't have anything good. Because I'm Ocho. Everything is so good that I have to dummy things down a bit just in order to make things, you know, I want to be able to relate to the common folk, like Dusty Rhodes used to being a common man. So that's what I have to do. I have to think like the common man. And the Steelers getting a victory was my good.
What did the Cape Cobras do this weekend?
The Cape Cobras are slumping badly, and I'm wicked sore at them.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. My bad. The field goal kicking in the Green Bay Packers and Cincinnati Bengals game that went to overtime.
Or lack thereof.
Five field goals missed between overtime and 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Makeable one. I mean, a couple were long, but like these
Cincinnati had a 50,
40 yard,
52, 40 I think,
to 50
maybe,
but, is yeah. in their wheelhouse right. now. Like that's like they're usually 90% on those gimmicks.
The Bengals knocked one off the uprights in at the end of the fourth.
No, he and then you saw him hit the flag and think he made it
in overtime. He hit the flag. Yeah, he hit the fucking flag. He hit the celebrated
flag, celebrating, yeah. jumping around, jump up, and get.
And down. They called it off because he missed it by what, like 6 to 8 inches. It was crazy.
But it didn't even look like he made it. Even I don't know. I don't know why he thought he did.
I have no idea.
It was almost like that Rich Carlos freaking field goal against the Broncos against the Browns. In the was that the drive game?
I believe
86 so. 86. Carlos did not make that kick. So
I think this guy hit it, like kicked it so high, like he just saw it was in, and he turned around.
It was already through, I guess.
Yeah,
and like
yeah, crazy. It was a crazy game. So they go to overtime, and Cincinnati and Green Bay missed kicks. I mean, last week they were talking about Green Bay's kicker Mason Crosby being one of the most accurate kickers of all time.
Yeah, especially given the conditions he kicks under and everything.
Right? And this was just a nice day in Cincinnati, and he completely missed two to three kicks. Finally, in the end. And that's after what? Didn't Rodgers get intercepted? And then Cincinnati missed another fucking field goal or something like that? Like, they had a chance to seriously. Like, you can't take that many chances on Green Bay.
It was a question of who wanted it least. And, yes,
seriously,
of course.
You give them that amount of opportunities, they're going to eventually win.
It was one of those things where you almost knew, because Cincy is an up-and-coming team. They're not quite there yet. They're
good. No, Burrow is good. I like Burrow a lot.
No, but that's what I mean. But, you know, like, it's – the good teams are just going to win it when they have to, even though they'll screw it up a bunch of times also.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was so predictable after with all the misses going on. You're like, Green Bay is going to eventually win it because they're just not that sucky.
It's a law of averages.
But it was a freaking debacle though for a long time.
It was. But eventually Green Bay pulled it out and won the game. And I got to feel bad for Cincinnati fans. I mean, they had it. They had the chance to beat a tough team, you know, Green Bay. And Devontae Adams was fucking everywhere, dude. He had like 200 yards.
It's just stupid.
God damn, dude.
Like, you could double team him, triple team him, doesn't matter.
He runs through them. That's how good he is. He ran through two guys, I saw, like, on one of the plays. It was fucking stupid. It was like a 50-yard touchdown.
Did they just disintegrate?
He did. Right through the middle of them. They just...
Because I could see that.
What he does that he's good at is he just kind of runs his pace... and, you know, they think they got him. And then he just turns on the fucking afterburners and just split the two fucking defenders and just completely ran right by them. He's tremendous. But that's my bad is the horrible field goal kicking from professional kickers. They got one goddamn job. I mean, one or two jobs. But it's kicking a football. And that's what they do for a living. That's how they make their money. And it's not a good look. What's your bad, Ouch?
Juju Smith-Schuster is out for the year.
He is. It's unfortunate. He's got to...
With a shoulder injury. He dislocated his shoulder like Ocho did. And they couldn't reset it right there on the spot, so they had to bring him to the damn hospital and reset it. But he tore a labrum. But I say, look, he's not a thrower. He's a shower. So why do the surgery on the labrum? Like, let that, that can be something. And yeah, it's painful. I got two torn labrums, but I'm Ocho and I can still do everything. And I'm a freaking wicked awesome athlete. Just not do the surgery. Put the damn thing back in place. Give him a month and then he'll be back. He can catch. He can still get his arm over his head. The instability won't change anything because it's a labrum. His ligaments were good, supposedly. I didn't see the report. I will because I got that kind of pull. But just get him back. I don't know. Well, hey, look, I don't care, honestly. Steelers aren't that good. And Juju took a gamble and lost because he didn't field quite what he thought he was going to in free agency last year. So he signed back with the Steelers on this one-year tender. And this was supposed to be his showcasing. And Chase Claypool, who is Canadian, did the showcasing.
Yeah, anyway, he had a great game. Claypool had a really good game.
It was Canada Thanksgiving game and all that shit.
Yeah, you're welcome. I feel bad for Juju. I really do. I would have held off on surgery as well. I mean, you've never had surgery on either of your shoulders, and look how great you have for your range of motion.
You're damn right. I mean, look, I can almost open a door.
Yeah, well, you can still flex. That's all that matters.
That's what's important. I mean, you can't see I have like two like you know, marionette lines, and I can, you know, so every time I just say something, my quarantine lady puts me in position. But it's another OnlyFans video too.
My ugly Arby's.
Don't you dare.
Specifically the one in Lebanon, Tennessee, on South Cumberland Street. I'm calling this location out.
Oh, boy.
I placed an order for lunch. I had a rough day. I was going to eat homemade lasagna, save some money. I had a really fucking tough morning. So I got stressed out. And when I get stressed out, I stress eat everything. So I had the lasagna and said, you know, I'm still fucking hungry. I'm going to go to Arby's. So I placed an online order at Arby's.com.
You can do that?
Yeah, it's a new, like, they're literally the last ones to jump on the fucking online train after the pandemic. And it shows because they're not prepared for it. So I placed my order, got the confirmation email that my order went through. It showed exactly what I ordered, showed the price, showed that it was paid. Told me it'll be ready at, 12:31 Central Time. I go to the restaurant. I go up to the front counter and say, hey, I have an online order for Rob.
Calling it a restaurant is also a mistake, so that should be part of the ugly.
Fair. I get to that particular Arby's location. I go up to the front counter and let the cashier know that I have an online order for Rob. She said, Rad Rob? I said, of course.
Oh, it's good to be known.
They have a little portion on the counter that says Arby's.com and delivery pickups. So she told me that's where to wait. I'm like, you know what? My back hurts because I'm fat. I'm going to go sit down right over here so you can see me. So I could have a plain line of sight towards the pickup area. And I'll just wait here until they put it there. 5 minutes goes by. 6 to 8 minutes go by. 10 minutes go by. 15 minutes go by. 16 to 18 minutes go by. 20 minutes go by. 25 minutes go by.
Had you just gone to the place and ordered, I guess the shit would have been ready within seconds.
That's what my wife said. Thank you for bringing that up, Ocho.
Thank you.
Mr.
Too smart for normalcy, I guess, or common sense person. Mr. I think normally and don't do dumb shit. Mr. I should have asked you what I should do instead of trying to do some online thing, trying to save me 8 seconds when if I went there, the shit's already prepared. Mr. Damn, what should I use for this screwdriver? A Phillips head? Is it a Phillips head screw? Yeah, okay, I'll use an Allen wrench. I got all the answers.
25 minutes goes by. 26 to 28 minutes go by.
And now you're just proving a point by just waiting, right? You're not going to fucking like raise shit or anything yet. You're just...
I was sitting there patiently.
Did you order of 18 things? Is that what happened?
No. So I asked the cashier. I said, still waiting here after all these minutes. Do they know where my order is? So she went back and asked her manager. No idea. So I go back to my seat. 35 minutes goes by.
Is there a ticket with your name on it at least? Like you said, they know who Rad Rob is. Obviously, who doesn't?
No ticket, no laundry. 36 to 38 minutes go by. Finally, at the 40-minute mark, I said, you know what? Can I please speak to a manager?
No wonder why you were hungry. Shit.
Fucking starving.
That lasagna's already digested and freaking pooped out by this point.
Well, I mean, I didn't have a chance to poop because I was waiting. I didn't want to miss my order. They could have handed out to the wrong...
The restroom, they'd be like, Rob, here you go. Here's your freaking 18 barbecue sandwiches. And then some dude's going to be like, I got it. It's already paid for on the credit card. Here, see you later.
Exactly. So I didn't want to take that chance.
Right on.
Manager comes up and she goes, I still don't have any online orders that came through. I show her the email on my phone. Hey, this is what I ordered. This is the location. This is what I paid for it. Well, nothing came through. She calls up, I guess, one of the team leaders in back or whatever. Guy with the fucking earrings, like the big goddamn holes in his fucking ear, like the little weird fucking...
Who's the guy spacers? With the computer that freaking said, I got this email? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea. So they can't figure out why the order didn't come through. So let me pose this question to you, Ocho. I waited for 40 minutes. They don't have my order. Clearly, I'm fucking hungry because I've waited this goddamn long.
How complicated was your order, by the way?
It wasn't that complicated. Like, that's not the point. Like, it never went through.
My point is, if it's only four things, hey, here you go, my bad, and it's free.
Okay, so let me pull back the curtain a little bit more. They have a new...
You ordered 18 fucking...
They have a new country rib sandwich. It's like boneless fucking rib sandwich. It's fucking amazing. Barbecue sauce... The onion straws, mayonnaise.
How would you know? You didn't get any of them.
Well, I'm getting to that. What would you do if you had a customer that waited 40 minutes and still didn't have their food? What, as a manager, let me know how you would rectify the situation.
Well, again, it's an Arby's, so you leaving isn't going to change their... I'm just saying you have to understand the... They think they're in control of you. This whole the customer is always right is gonzo. Me as a manager, I just said, I am so sorry. How about I take your order and then I will get your food within the next 80 seconds. And I will guarantee it hot and fresh and juicy and ribby and whatever the fuck other words that can describe this fake meat.
Guess what you did, Ouch?
She said, we don't have it. Have a nice day. Go to Burger King across the street.
Not even that. Just fucking walked away. And never came back.
Come on, dude.
Not kidding. I still kept my composure.
Could you at least say, I'd like to place an order now? Or did you pay for it also?
I had already paid for it online.
Oh, fuck me. I didn't know that part.
Yes. Already prepaid for it.
What does that mean, to pay before you pay?
You're going to do that. Fucking walked away and never came back. Like, who the fuck does that as a manager? Like, I know shit sucks right now. I know COVID fucked everybody up. Nobody wants to fucking work. But, I mean, for fuck's sake,
dude. They would be ecstatic to be open and working.
Yes, you would. Well, you would think. Because
the unemployment gimmick ran out, so what the fuck?
I don't fucking know. It's in any public service... You know, fucking profession right now. It's horrible.
So how did it end?
I kept my composure because I'm a godly person. I went
after you probably like
45 minutes at this point.
You blew the straw freaking little wrapper off or something like that. Something violent like that.
I did not lose my composure at all. I did not lose my temper. And you know me, I got a pretty fucking hot temper and very, very short patience. Oh, God, God, God. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Safe. Out. Fuck.
Nice. Sorry. You can win. Just win by one. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. What happened? Double play?
Yeah, double play. God damn it.
Fucking A. Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, oh, damn.
I went up to the counter and said, well, since my order didn't go through, can I please place my order now? And hopefully I don't get double charged, but I'll pay for it now. Of course, they said, sure, sir. We'll fucking take your money again and make your fucking order. So anyway, I did get my order. The sandwich was fucking amazing. Like, I could put the sandwich...
So it was worth it still?
It was worth it. I could put the sandwich as part of my good. Dude, I know you don't know what country ribs are because you don't live in the country. But they're just boneless, you know, spare ribs.
Is it like the McRib?
No, like it's literally... No, it's real goddamn, like, fucking smoked... Like, rubbed fucking ribs.
Nothing is real at Arby's. You stop that
they
right
have
now.
The meats, the dude. They so have good. The they have the meats. It's their slogan.
It's their slogan. They don't have the freaking online meats, that's for sure.
No, they don't. They just have, yeah. But, no, it was a real boneless fucking rib with some kind of barbecue rub on it. And oh, goddamn, dude. It was really good. It was, I don't know if it was worth the 45-minute wait.
But, did you,
it was
did
so
you
good.
Get double-charged? When was it?
I don't know. I told my wife to keep an eye. It was today. I told my wife to keep an eye on the bank account, so it hasn't come through yet. But we'll see. I even emailed Arby's corporate with a screenshot of what I ordered and told them about the rude fucking manager that just walked away and never came back. So hopefully I'll get something.
Did you get the auto reply of, we are so sorry?
Yeah, we'll get back. One of our representatives will get back
to you. Do not reply to the, it says yeah. No reply
yeah, on pretty
the
much.
Freaking
yeah.
Email.
Yeah, one of our associates will fucking get back to you.
Yeah, still, we're still. Arby's. We already have enough fucking money. We're not going out of business anytime soon.
Well, they got paid James Earl Jones all that money for the commercials. So, I mean, I get it. I get it. I mean, he's got a high price tag. He's a CNN guy, for fuck's sake. What else has he done? I mean, nothing. Matter, nothing before.
They had him for The Voice. That was it. It could have been Morgan Freeman. It could have been fucking John Cena, like them when he's dressed as an elephant, for Christ's sake.
John Cena also does Honda commercials, I think, or Toyota, one of the two. It's weird.
What's the elephant commercial? Is that the insurance thing?
Elephant insurance.
It's not. He's not. I think it's about insurance. He's in an elephant costume. You don't even know it's him, but you hear his voice.
I know there's a lizard for insurance. There's Flo.
No, not the, well, whatever.
Just, there's the fucking.
I'm type in John Cena elephant.
There's the farmer's guy. Bum ba da bum 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 bum.
Maybe it's just gonna be his dick. I don't know.
Anyway, that's a long ugly. But what do you got? What do you got for your ugly, Oach?
Ernie Elephant.
Really? That's a real thing? Can you show proof to all the audio listeners? Fair enough. Okay.
You're welcome.
What do you got?
Shit, I forgot, man. I don't even fucking know. All right. My ugly is there's a show called Bromance. We were on a bit of a hiatus, and I'm a team player, even though I'm the host, the star, the everything. The everything and anything. I'm the guy that is always wanted. So we were just on a bit of a hiatus because my co-host, Vince Russo, great guy, has been a busy fella. And we did our show last night.
Little bit. I feel like I have a stroke when I do that. I can't do
it. You look like it. Or just Bell's palsy. You just yeah. I can't no, or you bit a lemon. Or
lemon,
you sat on your nuts.
Sorry, go ahead.
Nobody
even knows what I'm talking about. It's our inside joke. Right. That's fine. What?
Yes. Sorry. And we're inside right now. God, that's fucking Rob double. Joke. Oh my God.
No, that was a bad joke.
Fuck this whole fucking show.
We're done. Good night, everybody. Rad Rob on Twitter.
Yeah, the Dr. Ocho, something like that. Yeah, just end it. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck anymore. Fuck this shit.
No, we still gotta do the positive guy and all that too. So
fuck him too. I'm positive I don't want to fucking be here. My point is, I sucked on the show because I'm out of the loop. You know, it's like I'm not. I just wasn't on my game,
right?
Because I luckily my capable co-host Vince Russo, you might know of him. He's done a few things in life, and he kind of, you know, he sailed the ship a little bit. He ran the course, and it was good for him. And I was just. I didn't even flex that much, I don't think. So I was really off. It's not like riding a bicycle.
Why do they say that?
Riding a bicycle really is natural. I feel like it was more like getting in a kayak again for the first time in a while.
Dude, if my fat ass got on a bike right now, I guarantee I'd forget how to ride it.
No, no, it's not forgetting. It's that the wheels would collapse, the frame would break, things like that. Like, so you'd be dragging. It would feel like, you'd be like, wow, this used to be a lot easier when there weren't sparks shooting out from the freaking chassis scraping across the road. So big difference. I don't think you're fine. You're fine.
Okay.
Don't you worry about a thing.
So what's the ugly of this?
That I was awful. Much. Okay.
All right, define awful, though, because like...
No, listen, just picture how bad I am here.
Okay.
And multiply that by one. That's how bad I was. I was as bad there as I am here. Get your calculator out.
That's really bad. That's
something? Oh, I thought you were...
That's really bad. No, I'm just trying to...
fuck, run around second.
Yeah, it's five.
I just need the one run. Fine, you can win after that, dude.
It's 5-4 now with nobody out. This is bad.
It's 5-4?
It's two straight doubles, yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought it was 5-3. I'll stop. We'll stop it. Stop
them. Okay, please stop them. Please put all your good juju. Oh, sorry. Juju, bad.
He's out for the year, yeah, you fucking asshole. Now you fucked up. No, whatever. Oh, my God. Yes!
So what's your ugly, Arch?
That was it. We already did it, you dumb fuck.
Can we move on?
Yeah, man. You mean like end the show for good? I would love to.
No, I mean just finish this particular episode.
Ah, oh, son of a bitch.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the main event. Fucking Red Sox, dude. Giving up two straight doubles. It's 5-4 in the eighth. Brazier came in, only throw five fucking pitches and already gave up a run and two doubles. Motherfuck. Can I say that on the show? Fatherfuck. I guess we need to turn this frown upside down and get to the positive guy.
Why don't people say fatherfuck?
That is a good question. Yeah.
You hit something on the fucking money right there. Oh, I should have taken the fucking over.
I mean, if you say brother fuck and sister fuck, that's weird, right?
Father fuck didn't sound good, but...
What are we doing?
Do your thing. I got to do something.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch him.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello there, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back to this week's segment of the Intellect of the Week, hosted by, well, me. And first off, I'd like to go ahead and thank the great people that run this podcast, the great, great Dr. Ocho, just fine doctor, I'm sure. And of course, the main host, Radicalized Robert, Rob, and of course, my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And I'd like to go ahead and start with more baseball this week with great, great Gerrit Cole, who signed that huge, huge contract a few years ago with the New York Yankees. And then they put him in the wild card game. And he lost. He got pulled out pretty early. I mean, I just feel bad for the guy. But the reason why I'm making him the intellect of the week is because he was a smart, smart cookie that he signed a $300 million contract knowing that no matter what he did, he would get paid anyway. So he could go ahead and just not necessarily play up to the standards that people are used to, but hey, he was smart enough to understand that it doesn't matter, that this is not a results business. It's about just getting paid, and at that point, he still gets his paychecks every week, and that as far as I'm concerned, that's a very smart cookie. So Gerrit Cole, you will be this week's intellect of the week. And of course that'll be it for this week, and I hope y'all tune in again next week. And I'd like to go ahead and thank the great Dr. Ocho, just a fine physician, I'm sure. And of course, radicalized Rob, and of course, my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And I hope to see y'all guys next week.
Three straight doubles. Tie game. Nobody out. Still a runner on second.
I really like this guy at the end of the show.
Yeah, it's great. Garrett Cole, you're the intellect of the week for losing to the Red Sox, apparently. No, not you. I mean, I'm just, if he's listening.
Oh, you're talking as if he, I gotcha. Yeah. Sure, I mean, look, he's, ever since they started cracking down on that, you know, the pine tar gimmick thing, like that's, he sucked. His spin rate's down. He's just sucked. And what is it? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You know, you said the same thing about Eovaldi. His spin rate's down. He throws hard, but he sucks. And I said he doesn't suck in the playoffs.
Swallows is what he does. And he got a freaking bunch of bogus calls. And the Yankees, when they were down 2-0, started trying to hit 8-run home runs every fucking at bat because they're dumb idiots. They're a bunch of big, dumb animals.
Tell me how you really feel.
I just did. The fuck is wrong with you?
A pinch runner goes to third. It's Danny Santana. Kike Hernandez coming to the plate with a chance to cap off this incredible division series with a walk-off win. On an 0-1 pitch, Hernandez lifts one to left center field. It is pulled in by Meadows. Here comes Santana. The Red Sox on to the championship series.
Sox have won the division series. A sacrifice fly by Kike Hernandez, bringing home Danny Santana with a winning run. Red Sox walk it off 6-5.
The Red Sox ultimately get one in the bottom of the ninth, and they take this series 3-1. They're headed to the American League Championship Series.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho at
VDR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.